keep calm and wash your hands often. As you heard in the headlines this morning, Maui Mayor Mike Victorino urged people to remain vigilant and take precautions against getting sick. That includes getting a flu shot. Maui County is working closely with state health officials to provide any updates. The risk of the islands is still low, no confirmed cases yet. We talked to State Health Director Bruce Anderson just within the last hour this morning.
The Department of Health is continuing to follow up with all the reports that we've been getting, but today we have no cases of coronavirus. COVID-19 is what it's called now. In fact, we have no individuals here who we consider to be at high risk, with the exception of the one individual who's been quarantined at the facility at Pearl Harbor. Incidentally, his quarantine period will end on Sunday, the 22nd, and hopefully he'll be able to go home then. He has no symptoms of any illness that could be attributed to COVID-19. As far as I know, he's healthy and just eager to go home. The Japanese traveler who was here and has now returned to Japan, as far as we know, is still in the hospital. His wife, who also was infected, has recovered, and actually she has been very helpful in providing a very detailed description of their travel here. And we're continuing to look at potential contacts. But so far, we haven't found anyone who we consider to be at even medium or high risk. Those who he did have contact with, we would consider to be at low risk, people who we met casually or had relatively short conversations with while he was here. So that's all good news. We are, though, following up and continuing to look at contacts. As we find out more, we will keep you all apprised of that. But the good news is we don't think that he was transmitting the disease while he was here. At least we have no evidence that he has. And those contacts that we know about, we've contacted, and they are aware of the situation. And of course, will be calling us if they have any health problems.
We understand that there was a meeting with a number of the unions, you know, whether it's the stevedores or the hotel workers union. And given that this one individual did stay at a facility in Waikiki, anything that you want to underscore?
We did contact management there. It was a timeshare down in Waikiki area, and we did interview individuals there, those who were helping with maintenance and so forth that may have been in contact with him. And we didn't identify anyone who would be at high risk while he was on Oahu. We've also, by the way, contacted people who may have had some exposure to him on Maui. He was not symptomatic on Maui, and as he was not having symptoms, we don't believe he was able to transmit the disease, even if he were in close contact with others. But having said that, he was not in close contact with others on Maui that we know of then, and we are not at this point at least considering anyone there to be at any increased risk. Our concerns were mostly with contacts here on Oahu, and of course he did fly back to Japan, where he became ill, and seriously ill ultimately. And fortunately, on the flights, both the flight from Maui to Oahu and on the flight to Japan, he was wearing a mask, which helps to prevent the spread of the disease. So you know, we're hopeful that hasn't been a problem. There have been a few passengers that have come back from that flight. We're monitoring their health. So far, we haven't seen any evidence of any illness among those individuals. We're continuing to screen at the airports. We're screening all international travelers who have a history of being in China, only allowing those U.S. citizens who had a history of being in China back into the country. If the other international travelers had a history going to China within 14 days, we don't let them land here. So that helps to assure that we're not seeing a huge influx of travelers coming to Hawaii. We're monitoring home monitoring with public health oversight, about 30 or 40 individuals. That varies from day to day. We're actually seeing the numbers come down now because the original cohort of individuals who came from China have passed their 14-day quarantine period, and so they can go home and live life normally and relatively assured that they're not carrying any virus that would be a problem for anyone else. None of those individuals has shown any sign of symptoms that could be a coronavirus. So far, that's all good news here, but we're being vigilant about monitoring those who have been to China and of course, anyone who has been exposed to the those who, few people who have had infections here.
What can you say about the testing kits? What's the latest on arrival of another batch?
Yeah, we were hoping to have this test kit up and running by now, but as many know, there were some problems with the test kits when they were first mailed out to the states. The CDC is continuing to work on refining the kit to be sure that it is sensitive and specific for the virus. They anticipate that they will be rolling these kits out to the states in the not too distant future. They've been hesitant to say when. There's an interest now in doing what's considered beta testing, where they'll be sending the kits to several laboratories across the country to be sure that it's specific for this virus, and then after they've finished that, they will then roll the test kits out to all the states. We've actually offered to be one of the beta testing sites, and we're still waiting to hear whether we've been included in that. But if we are, that would enable us to do the test here in Hawaii much more quickly than if we have to wait for the beta testing to be done at other laboratories.
Okay, so no definite date then on that.
The range of time when we are expecting to get this would be early to mid-March. So it's still a couple weeks away, very likely. Again, they want to be sure that the test kit works. No one wants to see another round of testing where we aren't able to rely on the results from this test. We have contacted other Pacific Island jurisdictions, and they're hoping that we will have the test so we can test samples they send to us. That includes American Samoa and Guam, FSM, and some of the other U.S. associated jurisdictions. That will shorten the testing period for those labs as well. And our lab is capable of doing the test. It's a fairly standard test called a PSA testing process, which involves essentially DNA fingerprinting of sorts, where we can determine exactly what the virus is, and it's usually very, very reliable. There was apparently some contamination in one of the probes that was sent to the states that caused the false positives that were seen in other states.
That was State Health Director Bruce Anderson talking about efforts to limit any spread of the coronavirus, given that two Japanese visitors became ill while they were here on Maui and Oahu. It's not clear, but they may have contracted the disease in Japan before traveling to the islands.